Hi, my name is Tracy Coral, and welcome to Indispensable People. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, pastor, and missionary, and I believe that every person should have the opportunity to know Christ, grow in Him, and serve Him with the gifts that He has given, no matter their ability. Over 65 million Americans have a disability. That's 25% of the population. However, over 80% of them are not inside the walls of our church. Let's dive into those hard topics, biblical foundations, perceptions, and world-changing ideas. Hey, hey, thank you for joining us. I am so excited to talk with you about an incredible event that we have coming up just in the next coming weeks. It is Night to Shine, which is a Tim Tebow Foundation's event that churches take on and do all across the world. This year, they are celebrating 10 years of Night to Shine. It is a worldwide movement, and it is just an event where the love of Jesus is lavished on people with special needs. Just lavished. I can't ever think of a better word to describe what it does. But this event started in 2015, and the event has occurred every single year, even through COVID. Yes, they did something different with doing some online celebrations, and they did some drive-through type things. I have been able to be a part of it for several years. And listen, they celebrate over 100,000 people each year. The event takes place literally all over the world. And the foundation sets up some expectations and gives the opportunities for a church to just show the love of Jesus, make sure that people know that they are loved, they are cared for, they are thought of. And listen, in ministry, there's a couple ways to think about things. There are event-driven type things. There are discipleship-driven type events and things that you can do. And some people are like, it's an event, it's a one-time thing. How much can we really do? But listen, if that event allows us to plant seeds and allows us to show the special needs community that they are valued, they are worthwhile, and that the church does care, then this is a great opportunity for any church to take on. Now, long term, over time, what does that do? First of all, if a church doesn't have a special needs ministry but chooses to do Night to Shine, listen, that's okay. They can do that. What I believe that it does is that that event will transform the church. I can tell you many times over that I have heard people within my own congregation that have said, that is my favorite thing to do all year. It is the best thing. I can't wait for Night to Shine. I'm so glad we're doing it again. All of those kinds of comments from people who don't normally interact with people with special needs or have any kind of specific, volunteer position or anything like that that brings them to doing that all the time. So what does that do? It gives the opportunity to soften some hearts, to open some minds, and create possibilities for what the church may be willing to do for the future. So again, if it's a church that has nothing else available for people with special needs, but they choose to do this event, which usually is driven by someone who loves these people and wants to make sure that they know the love of Jesus, it opens the door for possibilities of what God can do in the future and open the door to creating special needs ministries or to having Bible studies or support groups or respite nights, whatever might be ahead for that church that God has in store. So let me just tell you a little bit about Night to Shine. If you were ever considering doing it or wanted to volunteer, be a part of it in any capacity, there are all kinds of things that are similar to every Night to Shine. And of course, every church puts their own spin on it. Each year, my team and I, we choose a theme and go all out with that theme. That's the favors that go home. That's the decorations that happen. That's the game room feeling. Those are that go with the photo booth that impact what the corsages and boutonnieres are. So it has everything to do. Not everyone does that. A lot of places just do the colors of Night to Shine, and they go and kind of make that all fancy. I love a good theme, and so that's the way I do it. This particular year is a tropical oasis, and so it will feel very beachy, and there will be lots of flowers and greenery and tropical desserts and fun things like that to go with the theme. The game room will have a tiki hut, and there will be the limbo and all that kind of stuff, including the regular things like tabletop games and karaoke. They love every year the photo booth and the pictures that they get to take home. And so that will be something that will be a part of that. But also included in the night, they have opportunities to experience hair and makeup. The guys can get their shoes shined, and they get professional pictures done that they'll receive later. And then before they leave, before the night, they'll have ridden in a limo, walked on the red carpet, had a fantastic meal. And the culmination of the night is that each individual gets to be crowned king or queen of the prom. But the message that Tim Tebow sends and we get to share with all of our guests is that they are a part of the royal family of God. They are kings and queens, not because they get to wear a crown, not because they went to prom, not because someone voted them in or voted them out, but because Jesus is their friend, because they are loved, because they are cherished, because they were created with a purpose. And so that's not based on their worth. That's not based on a vote. That is based on their creator. And so they get to do all that. But we also get to provide some things for the parents or caregivers. A lot of our individuals come from group homes. And so sometimes their staff has to stay with them. That's just a requirement that they have to follow through on. But many times the caregiver has to stay in the building, but does not have to be with them. Then we could provide them a buddy. And so we provide those paid caregivers with a nice spot in our cafe with some snacks and coffee. For parents who are caregivers daily, regularly, they get a whole meal. They will have their own space. This year, we are bringing in some big massage chairs. They're going to have a trivia night with all kinds of prizes and fun and things like that. And they get to know that they are loved as well, because those parents walk some hard roads and deal with some difficult things. And so while their son or daughter is being loved on, they are being loved on as well. And I think that is also another great opportunity for the church to show and reach out to make sure that they know that they are not forgotten, that they are loved, that they are not alone, because isolation is a huge issue when it comes to parents and caregivers. They feel like they're on their own, no one else understands, and that they've got to do it themselves because no one else can take care of their loved one as well as they can. And so we get to support them by giving them a fun night, really great food, and hopefully they'll walk out of there with some prizes and some exciting things to enjoy as they go about their day. Why do I talk about this? Why do I share about Night to Shine? It's not my event. It's not my idea. I get to coordinate the Night to Shine at my church in Youngstown, Ohio, but I share it because it's an opportunity. And maybe you don't have to do Night to Shine. Maybe Night to Shine sounds too overwhelming for your church to put on, but there can be an event that your church chooses at the appropriate size and shape that you need it for your church, but it's an opportunity. We not only through this event will reach out to individuals with special needs, we'll reach out to their caregivers, we'll reach out to their parents and let them all know that they are loved, cared, worthwhile, not alone. Those are huge messages for those people and those families. And you can do it through all kinds of different things. Be creative. Have a fun day out. Maybe use your church parking lot and do a carnival that you invite specifically to families. You can go to group homes. You can invite through specialized schools in your area. There are ways to get in contact with these families that let them know that you're doing those events. You could do, I have a church that's close to me that connects with group homes, and they do like a yearly giant birthday bash. And so they celebrate everybody's birthday on the same on one particular day of the year. There are so many opportunities. So many opportunities. They can be big, they can be small, but it all communicates the same. And why do we do those things? Well, we know that we have a model of Jesus, and Jesus modeled relationship, and he modeled meeting felt needs. And when we meet felt needs, then we build a relationship that gives us trust and the ability to share the gospel in ways that we wouldn't have thought of beforehand. And so this is the key. These are the keys to opening doors, to making that gospel accessible, believable, trustworthy to those who come in contact with it. Because listen, a lot of times there are some people that really just make those with special needs, disabilities feel invisible. They are made to feel like they're less than, that they're not worth it. But these events, these type of events speak to the worth that Scripture speaks, that the Word of God tells us that they are. I love that Scripture has no asterisk. It doesn't say except for. It is inclusive of all people. And so if we can be inclusive and we can make sure everyone knows that the Word of God is for them, and that they are loved, and that they are part of the family of God. And just like Night to Shine shows with the royal family being kings and queens and walking out with a literal crown, we can make sure that all people know that they have a place in the family of God. Do I know everything about disability ministry? Do I have all the answers? Have I done everything perfectly? I have absolutely not. But we are going to continue this conversation so that people of all abilities can have the opportunity to know Christ, grow in him, and serve him with the gifts that he has given them.